because of the false claim of the Roman Catholic Church to be the exclusive administrators of the church and the dispensers of its gifts, offices, and sacraments, I feel it necessary to examine the question of the apostolic succession. Early in the Roman Catholic Church, they invented a saint-producing machine for the purpose of elevating to sainthood apostles, popes, priests, and nuns to become renowned for saintliness and miraculous works. This was done only after their death. All Roman saints are dead ones, but all of Christ's saints are living ones. Catholics are taught that those who have been canonized as saints may be prayed to and also worshiped. The Catholic Bible gives sainthood to its writers. So the first book in the Bible is entitled The Gospel According to St. Matthew. So I ask, did the apostles have delegated power to appoint successors? And did they exercise such authority? Has there been, as the Roman Church declares, a long, unbroken line of apostolic successors? Is such teachings at variance with the New Testament teachings and with the commonly accepted evangelical beliefs? Briefly expressed, is that the Pope and bishops represent a direct, uninterrupted line of descent from the apostles chosen by Christ, and that from the apostles they derive special powers, which gives them authority to ordain priests and to teach and rule the clergy and the laity in their districts. This means, in practice, that only the clergy, who has been ordained by bishops who are themselves in the succession, can administer the sacraments. There is absolutely no scripture whatsoever in the Bible for such a teaching. When Jesus said to Peter, "I will give unto thee the keys to the kingdom," he was not giving to Peter anything which was not likewise given to the rest of the apostles. Nor do these words of our Lord to Peter impart anything of infallibility that was to be derived from him. There is not the least hint that any authority was to descend from him to another. The apostle did not exercise any power of appointing other apostles. Matthias was an exception, and that happened when the 11 took it upon themselves to fill the vacancy in the death of Judas. But such an unauthorized election was set aside by Christ's own choice of Paul, who did not ask or wait for the recognition of apostleship of the other apostles. Paul never wavered in the assertion that he was not in the service of Christ by the appointment of other apostles, but by a commission received directly from the Lord of glory. Paul was confident that his calling to be an apostle was directly from Jesus Christ himself. Listen as he writes to the Ephesian church. He introduces himself as Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. As he wrote to the Galatian church, he introduces himself as Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. And then I read, as he introduces himself to the Galatian church, he said, "Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead." Paul was sure of his calling, and he was sure of the one who called him. That's why when he faced trouble and trials and shipwreck and beatings, he could stand and say, None of these things move me. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.